This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's the pitch. That is swung on, lifted high in the air down the right field line. That is gone. Just barely stayed fair for Cedric Mullins, his ninth home run of the year. Colton Cowser swings and hits a high fly ball to left center field. Leote going way back on the run at the wall. It is gone.
You know, scattered some singles around, but it only gave up a solo homer for the day. But no walks. What a professional effort. Seven innings. You know, really good stuff again. A lot of really good things offensively for us tonight. I thought we were aggressive, drove the baseball, ran the base as well.
For sure, you know, you just gotta lock it in. Any at bat you get, you gotta take advantage of the opportunity, and you know, your work pre-game and everything like that gets you in a good spot for the game.
I mean, I go and I pitch the same. Whether we've got 20 runs, we got no runs. For me, my job is to go out and execute as many pitches as I can and give the team a chance to win. Obviously, you get a little bit more breathing room when you get some runs, and obviously that many runs. But for me, against these guys, it wouldn't have changed my approach.
Burnsy. Orioles starting pitcher last night, Corbin Burnes, picked up his ninth win, and he was answering the question, how fun is it to pitch when you have all this run support? Because there was a stretch there, I guess in May, when the Orioles as a team might have been scuffling there with run production, where he wasn't getting run support.
Yep.
And he didn't get any in Houston last Saturday, as he went seven innings, and the Orioles lose that one as they got swept by the Astros. But as you heard him say, he's all about just doing his job and everything will take care of itself. But you got to think, human nature, he's looking up on the scoreboard at all them crooked numbers going, I'm just going to do my game, but I'm in a serious advantage here in regards to runs versus runs against. Because if it's 1-0 or 2-1, then maybe he's grinding just a little bit more. But we've said it before, and we'll say it again. This guy has been everything the Orioles hoped he would be, and then some. And how about this? And I'm not exactly Earl Weaver or Brandon Hyde or George Bamberger or Ray Miller, but they've won two in a row, correct?
Yep.
And let's see, Grayson Rodriguez pitched seven innings, gave up two runs. Corbin Burnes pitched seven innings, gave up one run.
Mm-hmm.
What's the connect the dots? You get good pitching, you have a chance to win. Even in the opener or the second game against Cleveland, Orioles hit four home runs, put eight on the board against the Guardians, Nolan, and still lost because Cole Irvin was bad. You keep your team in the game, and when you have an offense like the Orioles, lead the majors in homers, lead the majors in runs scored. I believe they're number one in runs per game. You have a very competitive chance to get it done. Are you going to hit your peak? What is it again? Ebbs and flows. Sometimes you're going to ebb. Right now the Orioles are flowing offensively. But that pitching is huge for them. And herein lies the problem. Dean Kramer pitched for Norfolk yesterday afternoon. Did not do well. Did get into the fifth, threw 70-plus pitches, gave up a couple more homers. But Brandon Hyde said he's on our radar during his pregame press conference, meaning he's probably pitching next week when they go to Seattle and Oakland because pickings are slim. Now, it'll be interesting to see how Suarez does tonight.
Yeah.
Because he's had a couple of shaky outings. But even in his shaky outings, I mean, he got through five in his last start against Houston after getting rocked in the first inning. But I'm not telling you, the listener, anything you don't already know. You get good pitching, solid defense. You know, then things will take care of itself. But the Orioles, they continue to bash away. Mullins, Adley, Gausser, and Kerstad all went deep. We heard from Heston Kerstad. He had a couple more knocks last night. Hit one to straightaway center field, which is an impressive blast. But here's what's cool about this. The four homers, all four guys who hit home runs, drafted by the Orioles and developed by the Orioles. And that's why we need to start looking at this in a different light, because most of the time when they send out nine players, position players, and a DH, well, eight and then a DH, most of them are Orioles. And I consider Santander an Oriole because they got him as a Rule 5 guy 8 years ago, whatever it was, from Cleveland. He developed as an Oriole. But, Arias and Mateo were from other organizations. But most of the time, the vast majority of those bats in that lineup were drafted by either Dan Duquette or Mike Elias. And that's something the Orioles need to hang their hats on for sure. And Grace Rodriguez is a homegrown guy as well. So the rebuilding is over. That's long in the rearview mirror with the win last night. The Orioles have clinched their ninth consecutive winning month. So anybody that calls in and says, hey, the Orioles were sneaking up on people and people have now figured. No, they've been good for 2 years. They're not new to this winning thing. They're coming off a season in which they won 101 games. And we're in wildcard contention 2 years ago until mid-September. They're on pace right now to win 102 games. Oh, and by the way, five-game losing streaks aside, they're in first place by percentage points over the Yankees, who continue to struggle. Are the Orioles perfect? Of course not. Pitching problems are there. Their rotation depth has been decimated to almost nothing. And you could use another arm in the bullpen, I'm assuming. But stop this doom and gloom. They suck and they're going to bottom out and Hyde's going to screw things up. Enjoy the fact that they're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball and have been for over a year. And get on the bandwagon. Vinny's gotten on the bandwagon. Get on the bandwagon. Watch the games. Enjoy what you're going to see, because usually what you're going to see is something fun, exciting. And with these young players, Gunnar Henderson comes to mind, you're watching some potential long-time all-stars and brilliant players.
Well, the ones that impressed me, Bob, how about in the first inning, Rutschman's throw, because he gave up three hits in a row.
Yeah, after the ump called him safe at second,
wasn't even close.
Simeon, he didn't even touch the base.
No, and then Bob, I'll tell you what, they play in right field that Kerstad made. I mean, you saw the sun in his sunglasses. That was a tough. He made two nice catches.
He had
in right
the one
field.
Against the wall. Yep. Yeah,
and then Kowser, same in left field. And then how about Burns laughing on the mound when he made the catch?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Bob. Like Kerstad, would you really want to trade him? I mean, because I could see Kerstad and Kowser being your corner outfield.
Do I want to trade him? It all depends on what the return is. I don't think I'm just serving him up on a silver platter saying, hey, take him and we'll take whatever you got. I think Mike Elias is going to have to be blown away to trade Heston Kerstad, because that power potential is immense. Now, I will say this. Kowser looks a little more fluid tracking fly balls than Kerstad does.
Yeah.
But if he gets to it, he's going to catch it. And it's not going to be like DJ Stewart face planting and a ball,
Like Soto.
Yeah. I mean, just he's going to, if he gets to it, he's going to catch it. But man, that bat is enticing. Ooh. And I want to see more to the equation. Now, Max Scherzer's pitching for Texas tonight. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But 37. Even he was worried how he'd recover after his last start, which was his first of the year. I would assume Kerstad's back in the lineup. I wouldn't be surprised if what last night's lineup was will be this lineup tonight at 7:05 against Texas. But the Orioles have won two in a row, bashing out 14 hits, four home runs. Only struck out three times. I believe that's what that said. Yeah, three times, which is good because the Orioles could get a little K-happy. But Corbin Burns, he was outstanding. And this guy might be the starting pitcher in the All-Star game. Speaking of that, how many Orioles advanced to the... Oh, Herr!
Six. Yeah.
He got that push to get in there.
Those were my votes yesterday.
There you go. Vinny made it happen. But we got through... Gunner and Adley are going to start because their advantage is pretty significant in the voting phase. Mountie's got a pretty nice lead over Vlad at first base. But, you know, to see these guys get that recognition and Oriole fans stuffing the ballot box, I guess, doing what they have to do. And I like to think also that other fans from other teams are recognizing what they're seeing here. So the Yankees lose again. They get clobbered by the Blue Jays. So the Orioles right now, as we head into the second game against Texas, percentage points ahead of the New York Ball Club in the American League's Eastern Division. Orioles still, you know, trying to recover from a five-game skid, and they'll try to get it done tonight. But Albert Suarez going to be under the microscope tonight, see if he can stabilize just a little bit and give them some length as well. You want to get into that, you can at 410-583-1057. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, as a matter of fact, joins us 11:30. Bronny James goes to the Lakers. And if you're surprised that happened, you're kind of a cement head.
Well, I flipped it over, Bob, like at pick 51, because I wanted to watch 55. But, I mean, they had Screamin' A and, you know, the former Golden State guy and Woj and the woman up there.
Myers was the...
Yeah. So, I mean, they're basically... They weren't showing any of the picks, you know, and then they went to the... But they said that Rich Paul...
Well, that's what Myers is saying. Said
yeah.
If you draft Bronny, he's playing in Australia or something.
Right.
On Mars.
And Rich
He'll play
Paul,
on the sun.
And Rich Paul's got enough clout and enough clients, you know, that, hey, if you do this, you know, forget.
Well, if I'm a GM who's not Rob Palenka, like, screw you. It's not like he's LeBron James. He's Bronny James.
Yeah.
This whole buildup has been going on for years. McDonald's All-American. Now, the kid did suffer a significant heart issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel for him on that realm. But he averaged 4 points a game last year. And is there upside? For sure. But let's not put this guy in, you know, Springfield. Just yet. There's no guarantees that second round draft picks even make teams. But you would know. They get to camp and he's getting, or summer league coming up here.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
And he gets his ass handed to him. They're not going to release him. They're going to send him to whatever their affiliate is. And that's what's going to be. So it's big news, not really, because you kind of knew this was going to be the result all along. It's like wrestling. Actually, wrestling's got more unpredictability to it than Bronny James winding up in L.A. with the Lakers. But Rich Paul, if you draft him, he's not going to go. We weren't planning on drafting him anyway.
Yeah.
Have fun with that circus, J.J. Redick, your first year on the job. Ravens training camp less than a month. We're going to get to the defense for Baltimore as we get into the program. Jonas Schaefer, as a matter of fact, Baltimore Banner, joining us 11 o'clock. News from the Nest coming up at noon. Because yesterday, Vinny, we talked about the offense.
Against the division.
Now we're going to talk about the defense.
Yes.
But we talk about, let's stress, guys that are still here.
Yeah.
Not dudes that are no longer, like Jadeveon Clowney is no longer part of this, this puzzle.
But, yeah, no doubt about it. And then we'll talk about what he did against the division, though, and who's going to take up for his number. Same with Queen.
Ugh.
You know, Queen had 49 tackles, 1.5 sacks in 5 games in the division. You know, can Simpson match that?
Therein lies the problem.
Yes.
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles are at first place. Oh, by the way, Super Bowl III is on NFL Network, if you're old enough to remember. Hey, Nolan, I'll give you the Colts and seven. Nah, whatever. He's never taken the bait. But Super Bowl III, if you want to watch maybe the worst loss in the history of Baltimore sports, it's on NFL Network right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, featured artist Friday, chosen by you, the people. It's Rush, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. They have plenty of songs to choose from. It's actually one of their deep cuts. I mean, you know, people that kind of know him, hey, it's Tom Sawyer. Now, we're digging a little deep with this one, but pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, Plaza Port text line at 410-583-1057. It's also the number to get in and talk to us. Orioles win last night 11-2. Back at it tonight, 7:05. Albert Suarez against Max Scherzer. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts Live. Pickles Pub starts at 6. Orioles now percentage points in front in the American League East. First time they've been in first place since May. So the Yankees are scuffle city right now, and the Orioles now taking advantage of that. And as we talked about a couple of days ago, you look at it a couple of ways. As the Orioles were losing five straight, if New York was playing well, the Orioles might have been four or five games out of first. Mm-hmm. But if the Orioles were playing well as the Yankees struggled, the Orioles might be three, four games up in first place. But where we are, halfway point of the season was last night, and the Orioles are on pace to win 102 games, 27-16 at Oriole Park in Camden Yards. So come on down and say hello. Oriole home run bats loud last night. Aston Kerstad hit one to straightaway center field. Very impressive blast at that. And Corbin Burns, he's really good. Cole Irvin's not been so good here in June. Hopefully he can get himself together before we get to the All-Star break. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to, all right, here we go. Baltimore, it's Rashawn. You leaving that button home today or what?
Yeah, I left it home, man. You know, I was panicking for a while, man, but, you know, they look like they're getting back on track, though.
Well, we were texting the other night, and Cole Irvin had me running hot.
Oh, my God,
and
man.
If it was Sunday, I'd have probably been throwing beer cans off my fiber on deck, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's crazy that him and Suarez just decided at the same time, you know, just to come back down to reality, you know, and start pitching bad. You know, when we need him the most, right?
Well, Irvin's the guy that's benefited from some run support and hasn't taken advantage of it, where Suarez just kind of gets himself into some jams and has to fight through it. But I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Friday and this work week's coming to an end and we're heading in, Rashawn, to our brilliant weekend, we hope. But I have some confidence that Suarez could do some damage because Texas has a real hard time scoring runs. And I know Garcia hit the home run down the line off of Burns last night. I think Suarez could mystify them tonight.
Well, certainly hope so. You know, hope so. But these past three games, the Oriole bats have been on fire. Like, do you know they totaled 39 hits in three games? Like, that got to be some type of record.
Like, you know, like, I don't know. My slow pitch softball team, Ann Street Rec with Victor, we had 39 in one inning, I believe.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm just joking. But what they're doing is impressive. Gunnar Henderson, by the way, 34 straight games reaching base. With the win last night, they've guaranteed their ninth consecutive winning month. So how about that? Man. I mean, they just win and win and win. And we sit here on this Friday heading into the game two against Texas. The Orioles are in first place. Percentage points ahead, but first place nonetheless.
I can't believe it, man. If you told me a couple days ago we were going to be in first place in the week, man, I'd be like, man, you know, but I guess, you know, Yankees was losing. They struggling, you know, along with us. So, you know, they
screw that.
Struggling too.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Let them struggle.
But hey, one thing, I'm not complaining about the lineup not yesterday, but just looking at it, I think one little tweak they should have did. You know, I think Mountcastle should have had the day off yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They should have let O'Hearn play first, and it should DH Santana. Just imagine Santana in that lineup last night. I guarantee you wouldn't have went 0-4 like Mountcastle did.
Oh, Rashawn, I love you, and you know that. And right. You got your indoctrination into sports talk listening to Bob Haney on WNST way back when.
Yep.
Would they win by last night?
Yeah, I'm saying they did. But
they hit four home runs, pounded out 14 hits. Tony Taters might have needed a night off. You know what I mean? He'll be there tonight. You can bet your ass he'll be in that lineup tonight against Scherzer.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I know with the righty pitch, I thought you pulled the pitch all your lefties in, right?
Well, Moo Man went deep, didn't he? Had a couple of knocks. I think it all worked out well.
Yeah,
Mullins played well.
I don't know.
Now you're really reaching. No offense.
I'm just trying to play manager and, you know, this stuff, you know, just looking at it. Like, if I was the manager, what could I do, you know?
Well, if they would have lost 11-2, I'd listen a little closely. But when they win by nine, it's like, come on, really?
Mountcastle got an RBI.
All right, Rashawn, I'll see you tonight. Yeah, leave that panic button home, but bring that Mick Ultra with you. If you know
I'll be definitely down there, man.
And get there before 7 o'clock, because, you know, 5 of 7, the kid's out the door.
Yeah, I'll be down there 5:30, man. You know, I'm a designated driver tonight, man. I'm picking Trippy up, man. If he ain't ready, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's right.
He like to take his time and get ready, you know, all that stuff, man.
You got
know,
time
so,
to mess around.
Yeah, we'll be down there. All right,
Rashawn.
Man. See you soon.
All right, Rashawn.
Hey, look, you're really digging there.
Yeah.
If I would have tweaked anything, they won by nine.
Yeah.
They had four home runs. And who would you have benched? Mountcastle, who had a ribby? And was hitting the ball. Nolan was hitting the ball hard every time up.
He sounds like Costanza when he works for the Yankees. So, you know, we won the World Series last year. Right. Six games.
With Buck Showalter, Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, if I'm not mistaken. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, man, I got to make this quick because, you know, it's 10:25, and you know the last time I called on Friday.
Take your time, dude. I'm in no hurry. I got another 8 hours to go.
No. Breakfast ends at 10:30.
Oh, I got you.
I'm at that place with the red shirt again. So I need to get my egg white grilled meal with the large hash browns.
I like the chicken and the biscuit.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what? I might get that. You know, I may have to consider that. But real quick, because I'm about to pull into this drive-thru, I would love to ask Rashawn about what he think about the Dak Prescott situation, because $59 million, he's pretty much, you know, he has the Cowboys by the ball. So I would love to, you know, chop it up with him. But real quick, Bob, I know you got a 6 in front of your age. Do you consider yourself an elder?
No, Bob doesn't have a 6 in front of him.
Not yet. I'm getting there, though.
I do. Well, to say that, you know, the Colts loss was the biggest in history.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy,
what's
man.
What's bigger?
The O's, man, 69, 109 wins. Come on, man.
The Colts were 13-1. They were 18-point favorites in this Super Bowl.
Hey, this lovely young lady is about to take my order, and I have to go. So, see ya.
That'd be a nice little debate there. I mean, because there have been plenty of difficult, heartbreaking losses. That's maybe number one. Orioles losing to the Mets, devastating. But which makes them, if we want to look at the glass half full and take a little Baltimore pride in this, why are these victories so significant? because those teams were so good when they got upset. That's why they're still historically spoken about to this day. Baltimore Colts win that game by the 18-plus points they were favored. Mm-hmm. We'd be talking about them as one of the greatest teams in the history of the National Football League. And the Orioles at 109, and I'll talk to Brooks, rest in peace, Paul Blair, rest in peace, Jim Palmer, Boog Powell. They, to a man, have said that 69 Orioles were better than the 1970 Orioles. And Paul Blair played on four world championship teams, two with the Orioles, two with the Yankees. He said the 69 Orioles were the best team he ever played on. That's why they're called the Miracle. The Miracle Mets won 100 games. But they were considered to be such big underdogs against the Orioles. That's why they're significant. But yeah, they both sucked, to your point. Featured Artist Friday, it's Rush. There's a deep catalog. Get into them. 410-583-1057. Send your song request plus for text line. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney. Orioles taking on the Rangers game two. Birds have won two in a row because the Yankees are sucking. Orioles right now percentage points in front. American League East, first time since May. Max Scherzer making his second start for the Rangers. Albert Suarez, 3-2, 270, trying to do his thing. Orioles blasting away last night, 11-2. Corbin Burns, as you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, wins his ninth game. 9-3, 228, earned run average. Grayson Rodriguez got his ninth win a couple of nights ago to break the five-game losing streak against the Guardians. So the Orioles, they're on pace to win 102 games. Last year they won 101, yeah. So they're good. They're going to address needs. By the way, Jack Flaherty, Nolan, he lost last night. Didn't pitch all that poorly, but lost nonetheless. Jack Flats, could he be an option for the Birds of Baltimore? Jonas Schaefer going to talk some Ravens with him. 11 o'clock from the Baltimore Banner. As what, today's the 28th.
Yeah.
So July 1st is Monday. That means we're basically 2 weeks away from rookies reporting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then July 20th, full squad. And then the 21st, training camp, getting ready to rock and roll. Then you got Hard Knocks in season with the AFC North. That's going to be something to behold. But we're way, way, way far from that.
Hard Knocks training camp will be good. They have the Bears. That'll be kind of interesting, too.
I'm kind of more interested in the AFC North.
Oh, that'll be exciting at the end.
Yeah, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, what's up?
Good morning, Bob, Vinny.
Good morning.
Hey, did Nolan apologize to you for saying that the Wizards only had two draft picks?
I apologized on air.
Oh, you did? All right, here you go.
Mitch was right.
Okay, I forgot about it. I'm right once in a while. Once in a while.
So what's up, Mitch?
I think Baltimore. I'm sorry. I know. I tried. I never slowed down. I know. Believe me, it's not the first time. You know, usually the first response anybody says to me is usually the word "what," or you can figure that out why. I think Baltimore might set a record for home runs. Hadley and Garner don't sit for anybody. Throwing lefty, righty, ambidextrous. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with the draft, it's kind of funny. Like, there's no more defensive end. They call it an edge. There's no more small forward. When did Wing come about? And it was so obvious that Bronny was going to be picked by the Lakers. I mean, they can't do that in football or baseball, telling who to draft, who not to draft. I mean, Bronny has a brother. He's like, he's going to be a senior in Phoenix High School out there, Sierra Canyon. He's like 4 inches tall. Let's let LeBron play another 3 more years, and the Asian pool could send out the same notice that all the GMs, all the 29, didn't have any backbones not to draft, I think his name is Bryson. Bryson James. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Mitch. Yeah, he got into that underwater thing there. But he mentioned Bronny. Bob Myers, ESPN, multiple championship-winning GM, for the Warriors, said that Rich Paul sent out a memo, I guess, or let other teams know, if you draft Bronny, he's going to play in Australia, which meant that he was going to go to the Lakers one way or another at 55. But again, we're surprised at this. You kind of saw this happening all along because LeBron's made it known he wants to play with his son. I'm guessing this means LeBron's not going to exercise his right for free agency. But now the circus begins. Rob Pelinka has navigated some circus-like atmospheres before, mm-hmm. but J.J. Redick hasn't.
No.
So how is this all going to play? If Bronny James isn't good enough to make the team, does he make it at the expense of someone else's roster spot just because of nepotism here?
I would probably say, Bob, he may be the last dude on the bench so that LeBron can, you know, play some with him. That's what I would imagine.
Yeah, but is it fair? I mean, life's not fair, as we know. And nepotism and favoritism and entitlement, you know, lead you to, you know, things you don't really deserve. And I'm not saying Bronny James doesn't deserve an opportunity to play in the NBA, but coming off a season in which he averaged 4 points a game for a disappointing USC team, what are they seeing that?
Yeah.
I mean, where's reality here? And I'll go venture to take it even deeper. He made the McDonald's All-American team probably because of the name. Len Bias wasn't a McDonald's All-American. Bronny James was. Different classes, different eras.
If Bronny's last name was...
Haney.
Bronny Haney.
He
wouldn't have been at the combine.
No.
And
he'd be 5'10".
And wouldn't be drafted. Well, Bronny, they, you know, because like in the magazines and everything, they put him at 6'4". He measured like 6'1".
Yeah, he's 6'1".
Yeah.
And he's got some athleticism. He doesn't jump like Donovan Mitchell, who's 6'2".
No.
Donovan Mitchell plays like he's 6'8".
They say his wingspan's like a 6'7". I mean, they were trying to be positive.
Oh,
you know?
Boy. They're reaching. And I'm surprised here on First Take they're not losing their minds. They're actually talking about somebody other than Dak Prescott here. Stephen A. Smith. I guess he's not in rag on Dallas mode yet. Let's go to Pikesville. It's Mark. Mark, what's up?
Hey, James. Foster.
Yo.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yep. We can hear you.
We got you.
Man, I got to tell everybody, we back. We going to sweep the Texas Rangers. We back, guys. We back. We went through the loser streak. We didn't lose no ground, from what I understand. We in first place by some percentage points.
Yeah, so we gained ground last night. That's what happened.
Absolutely. So we're going to be all right, guys. Just tell everybody, put them panic buttons away. We owe Texas, and we're going to sweep them. Y'all hear me? We're going to sweep them. We're going to sweep them, guys.
It's possible because they struggle to score some runs here, Mark.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you do the same. There's Mark in Pikesville, very positive and rightfully so about the state of the Orioles, but they're going to have to acquire pitching, as we know. Everybody knows it. We talked about it yesterday. Mike Elias working the phones. It'll be interesting to see how this all gets resolved in the end game. But what about trading Heston Kerstedt? I don't know.
I like him. I mean, he can hit that ball, and his defense is better than listen to people, you know, like he couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Sure.
But he's shown that he's got an arm, accurate arm, and then he's made plays in left field on the run, and then last night he made two plays in right field on the run that were impressive plays.
Yeah, does he look smooth doing it like Roberto Clemente? No, or even Tony Taters.
He caught it.
But it's all that matters. That's get to it, hit your glove, catch the ball. We want everyone to be fluid and all of this.
Did you see where the ball was, though?
the sun in his eyes kind of thing.
Yeah, and it was like right in the heel.
That's why they wear them giant gloves out there in the outfield. But the home run was very impressive. We know the power plays. Let's give him some more at-bats. And if I'm a betting man, he's in the lineup tonight.
Oh, no doubt.
Against Max Scherzer. Time for another call. Nolan McGraw. Let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing?
Hey,
good.
Kevin.
It's Friday, man. It's great.
Well, we took them boys to the woodshed yesterday. There's no doubt about it. But, Vinny, I got a question for you. From your experience, where do you think realistically, just like as a peek into it, where do you think a guy like Mike Elias really is? Because does the revolution of players really stop, or does he just have to like stay dialed in on what y'all are talking about with the trade deadline and stuff, or is it just the spectrum's kind of full throttle, wide open all the time? Could you give me your perspective from that angle, please?
I think it's pretty much you're listening to any call that comes, and this time of the year. I mean, if, I've never been a baseball GM, but I would imagine that he's on the phone quite often.
He has been.
Yeah, and people are, anybody that's in sell mode and they have somebody to sell, they're going to call Mike Elias.
I think the difference this year is, as we've talked about, there are a lot of teams who still fancy themselves
yes.
as possible playoff teams, so maybe not be willing to sell just yet.
I think yeah.
I think that all gets shaken out here over the next couple of weeks. And Mike Elias, I think he has proven that he's pretty adept at navigating a roster, finding the hidden gems in free agency as well, but they need pitching. Everybody knows it, and he's going to be very aggressive in trying to acquire it. And we'll see. He likes controllable guys, but there's only a few of them. But if you can get a rental that gets you over the top, I think he's very much aware of what the risk is versus the reward. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us top of the hour. Talk about the Ravens as they're weeks away from training camp 2024 with high expectations. It's Super Bowl or bust for Baltimore this year. Featured Artist Friday, it's Rush. Video to 81057 The Fan. Pick a song, we'll play it. It's Moving Pictures, Spirit of the Radio, I believe. 1980. A beautiful young woman on the cover of the album. Gray, black and white.
You know how excited my wife was when Norm announced it was Rush, because she was one of the callers to call in for Rush. And she's probably listening right now. No, she didn't call and she texted me.
Ah. She pulled her leverage play.
Oh, and she kept saying Rush. And then she's listening to all the songs, just like you listened to all the songs, you know, that Rush
is
has.
Is she listening now?
She
if
might
not,
be.
They were changing it to Allison Chains.
Yeah, because she was picking up Vincent at the airport. So I'm guessing she's probably listening.
You're just ragging on Bronny James for getting cut to the front of the line here.
Yeah.
You're getting the voting. Voting manipulation here.
I don't get to cut to the front of the line.
No, I'm talking,
You're talking about me or Dr. Serrano?
I'm talking about the Rush vote. Oh. We're joking around here.
Oh. We're having fun here because we kid. Emmanuel Quickley ain't kidding.
No.
$175 million dollars with the Toronto Raptors. Their five-year deal. Baltimore zone, John Carroll. McDonald's All-American earned with Kentucky. Was SEC Player of the Year his sophomore season. So he's staying in Toronto. And along with R.J. Barrett, they're kind of going to be the linchpins, maybe, of what. And Scotty Barnes is the stud of that team. Let's not get it twisted here. But Quickley's a strong player. Went from sixth man of the year candidate to now a significant starting contributor and a very wealthy man. So congratulations to him. And Bob Cunningham, Carrington, rather. He got picked by the Wizards by way of Portland. So Baltimore representation in the NBA is strong, and Emmanuel Quickley, rather, is one of the main dudes doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm happy for Quickley. I've met him a few times. Nicest kid in the world. I always used to see him over at the Arena Club because he was always, Bob, I'd be up on the treadmill watching from the windows, and he'd be down shooting by himself. I mean, like, damn, does he ever miss? You know, he's just out there shooting threes all day long, and I like the, you know, he's super nice. And got a super family, so I'm really happy. And he's got a ton of money too,
and that's all that matters.
Oh yes, it does.
In Vinny world, it does. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. It's Kai in Reisterstown. Another guy living with great wealth. Kai, what's up?
What's up, fellas? What's up? Happy Friday to everybody.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Count that cash, baby.
105.7 The Fan. It's not the fan. It's the fam. We family, man.
Oh,
but look. I like the way. Can you hear me? I'm a 270.
Come
like
on, man.
Patrick. I like the way Patrick Queen just keep running his mouth. Did you hear it? I mean, Vinny, I cannot wait. And I know our offense going to change as far as the packages a little bit with Big Henry back there. And you got Ricard. I can't wait to Ricard pancake this guy, man. He just won't keep his mouth shut. Now I don't know. The Steelers are trying to find the replacements.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Featured artist Friday, it's Rush. There's a deep catalog. Get into them. 410-583-1057. Send your song request plus for text line. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney. Orioles taking on the Rangers game two. Birds have won two in a row because the Yankees are sucking. Orioles right now percentage points in front. American League East, first time since May. Max Scherzer making his second start for the Rangers. Albert Suarez, 3-2, 270, trying to do his thing. Orioles blasting away last night, 11-2. Corbin Burns, as you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, wins his ninth game. 9-3, 228, earned run average. Grayson Rodriguez got his ninth win a couple of nights ago to break the five-game losing streak against the Guardians. So the Orioles, they're on pace to win 102 games. Last year they won 101, yeah. So they're good. They're going to address needs. By the way, Jack Flaherty, Nolan, he lost last night. Didn't pitch all that poorly, but lost nonetheless. Jack Flats, could he be an option for the Birds of Baltimore? Jonas Schaefer going to talk some Ravens with him. 11 o'clock from the Baltimore Banner. As what, today's the 28th.
Yeah.
So July 1st is Monday. That means we're basically 2 weeks away from rookies reporting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then July 20th, full squad. And then the 21st, training camp, getting ready to rock and roll. Then you got Hard Knocks in season with the AFC North. That's going to be something to behold. But we're way, way, way far from that.
Hard Knocks training camp will be good. They have the Bears. That'll be kind of interesting, too.
I'm kind of more interested in the AFC North.
Oh, that'll be exciting at the end.
Yeah, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, what's up?
Good morning, Bob, Vinny.
Good morning.
Hey, did Nolan apologize to you for saying that the Wizards only had two draft picks?
I apologized on air.
Oh, you did? All right, here you go.
Mitch was right.
Okay, I forgot about it. I'm right once in a while. Once in a while.
So what's up, Mitch?
I think Baltimore. I'm sorry. I know. I tried. I never slowed down. I know. Believe me, it's not the first time. You know, usually the first response anybody says to me is usually the word "what," or you can figure that out why. I think Baltimore might set a record for home runs. Adley and Garner don't sit for anybody. Throwing lefty, righty, ambidextrous. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with the draft, it's kind of funny. Like, there's no more defensive end. They call it an edge. There's no more small forward. When did Wing come about? And it was so obvious that Bronny was going to be picked by the Lakers. I mean, they can't do that in football or baseball, telling who to draft, who not to draft. I mean, Bronny has a brother. He's like, he's going to be a senior in Phoenix High School out there, Sierra Canyon. He's like 4 inches tall. Let's let LeBron play another 3 more years, and the Asian pool could send out the same notice that all the GMs, all the 29, didn't have any backbones not to draft, I think his name is Bryson. Bryson James. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Mitch. Yeah, he got into that underwater thing there. But he mentioned Bronny. Bob Myers, ESPN, multiple championship-winning GM for the Warriors said that Rich Paul sent out a memo, I guess, or let other teams know if you draft Bron, he's going to play in Australia, which meant that he was going to go to the Lakers one way or another at 55. But again, we're surprised at this. He kind of saw this happening all along because LeBron's made it known he wants to play with his son. I'm guessing this means LeBron's not going to exercise his right for free agency. But now the circus begins. Rob Pelinka has navigated some circus-like atmospheres before, but J.J. Redick hasn't.
No.
So how is this all going to play? If Bronny James isn't good enough to make the team, does he make it at the expense of someone else's roster spot just because of nepotism here?
I would probably say, Bob, he may be the last dude on the bench so that LeBron can, you know, play some with him. That's what I would imagine.
Yeah, but is it fair? I mean, life's not fair, as we know. And nepotism and favoritism and entitlement, you know, lead you to, you know, things you don't really deserve. And I'm not saying Bronny James doesn't deserve an opportunity to play in the NBA, but coming off a season in which he averaged 4 points a game for a disappointing USC team, what are they seeing that?
Yeah.
I mean, where's reality here? And I'll go venture to take it even deeper. He made the McDonald's All-American team probably because of the name. Len Bias wasn't a McDonald's All-American. Bronny James was. Different classes, different eras.
If Bronny's last name was...
Haney. Bronny Haney.
He wouldn't have been at the combine.
No.
And
he'd be 5'10".
And wouldn't be drafted. Well, Bronny, you know, because like in the magazines and everything, they put him at 6'4". He measured like 6'1".
Yeah, he's 6'1".
Yeah.
And he's got some athleticism. He doesn't jump like Donovan Mitchell, who's 6'2".
No.
Donovan Mitchell plays like he's 6'8".
They say his wingspan's like a 6'7". I mean, they were trying to be positive.
Oh,
you know?
Boy. They're reaching. And I'm surprised here on First Take they're not losing their minds. They're actually talking about somebody other than Dak Prescott here. Stephen A. Smith. I guess he's not in rag on Dallas mode yet. Let's go to Pikesville. It's Mark. Mark, what's up?
Hey, James. Foster.
Yo.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yep. We can hear you.
We got you.
Man, I got to tell everybody, we back. We going to sweep the Texas Rangers. We back, guys. We back. We went through the loser streak. We didn't lose no ground, from what I understand. We in first place by some percentage points.
Yeah, so we gained ground last night. That's what happened.
Absolutely. So we're going to be all right, guys. Just tell everybody, put them panic buttons away. We owe Texas, and we're going to sweep them. Y'all hear me? We're going to sweep them. We're going to sweep them, guys.
It's possible because they struggle to score some runs here, Mark.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you do the same. There's Mark in Pikesville, very positive and rightfully so about the state of the Orioles, but they're going to have to acquire pitching, as we know. Everybody knows it. We talked about it yesterday. Mike Elias working the phones. It'll be interesting to see how this all gets resolved in the end game. But what about trading Heston Kerstedt?
Ugh.
I don't know.
I like him. I mean, he can hit that ball, and his defense is better than listen to people, you know, like he couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Sure.
But he's shown that he's got an arm, accurate arm, and then he's made plays in left field on the run, and then last night he made two plays in right field on the run that were impressive plays.
Yeah. Does he look smooth doing it like Roberto Clemente? No. Or even Tony Taters?
He caught it.
But it's all that matters. That's get to it, hit your glove. Catch the ball. We want everyone to be fluid and all of this.
Did you see where the ball was, though?
the sun in his eyes kind of thing.
Yeah, and it was like right in the heel.
That's why they wear them giant gloves out there in the outfield. But the home run was very impressive. We know the power plays. Let's give him some more at-bats. And if I'm a betting man, he's in the lineup tonight.
Oh, no doubt.
Against Max Scherzer. Time for another call. Nolan McGraw. Let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing?
Hey,
good.
Kevin.
It's Friday, man. It's great.
Well, we took them boys to the woodshed yesterday. There's no doubt about it. But, Vinny, I got a question for you. From your experience, where do you think realistically, just like as a peek into it, where do you think a guy like Mike Elias really is? Because does that does the revolution of players really stop, or does he just have to, like, stay dialed in on what y'all are talking about with the trade deadline and stuff, or is it just the spectrum's kind of full throttle, wide open all the time? Could you give me your perspective from that angle, please?
I think it's pretty much you're listening to any call that comes, and this time of the year, I mean, if I've never been a baseball GM, but I would imagine that he's on the phone quite often.
He has been.
Yeah, and people are, anybody that's in sell mode and they have somebody to sell, they're going to call Mike Elias.
I think the difference this year is, as we've talked about, there are a lot of teams who still fancy themselves
yes.
as possible playoff teams, so maybe not be willing to sell just yet.
I think, yeah.
I think that all gets shaken out here over the next couple of weeks. And Mike Elias, I think, has proven that he's pretty adept at navigating a roster, finding the hidden gems in free agency as well, but they need pitching. Everybody knows it, and he's going to be very aggressive in trying to acquire it. And we'll see. He likes controllable guys, but there's only a few of them. But if you can get a rental that gets you over the top, I think he's very much aware of what the risk is versus the reward. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us top of the hour. Talk about the Ravens as they're weeks away from training camp 2024 with high expectations. It's Super Bowl or bust for Baltimore this year. Featured Artist Friday, it's Rush. Video to 81057 The Fan. Pick a song, we'll play it. It's Moving Pictures, Spirit of the Radio, I believe. 1980. A beautiful young woman on the cover of the album. Gray, black and white.
You know how excited my wife was when Norm announced it was Rush, because she was one of the callers to call in for Rush. And she's probably listening right now. No, she didn't call and she texted me.
Ah. She pulled her leverage play.
Oh, and she kept saying Rush. And then she's listening to all the songs, just like you listened to all the songs, you know, that Rush
is
has.
Is she listening now?
She
if
might
not,
be.
They were changing it to Allison Chains.
Yeah, because she was picking up Vincent at the airport. So I'm guessing she's probably listening.
You're just ragging on Bronny James for getting cut to the front of the line here.
Yeah.
You're getting the voting. Voting manipulation here.
I don't get to cut to the front of the line.
No, I'm talking,
You're talking about me or Dr. Serrano?
I'm talking about the Rush vote. Oh. We're joking around.
We're having fun here because we kid. Emmanuel Quickley ain't kidding.
No.
$175 million dollars with the Toronto Raptors. Their five-year deal. Baltimore zone, John Carroll. McDonald's All-American. Earned with Kentucky. Was SEC Player of the Year his sophomore season. So he's staying in Toronto. And along with R.J. Barrett, they're kind of going to be the linchpins, maybe, of what. And Scotty Barnes is the stud of that team. Let's not get it twisted here. But Quickley's a strong player. Went from sixth man of the year candidate to now a significant starting contributor and a very wealthy man. So congratulations to him. And Bob Cunningham, Carrington, rather. He got picked by the Wizards by way of Portland. So Baltimore representation in the NBA is strong, and Emmanuel Quickley, rather, is one of the main dudes doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm happy for Quickley. I've met him a few times. Nicest kid in the world. I always used to see him over at the Arena Club because he was always, Bob, I'd be up on the treadmill watching from the windows, and he'd be down shooting by himself. I mean, like, damn, does he ever miss? You know, he's just out there shooting threes all day long, and I like the, you know, he's super nice. And got a super family, so I'm really happy. And he's got a ton of money too,
and that's all that matters.
Oh yes, it does.
In Vinny world, it does. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. It's Kai in Reisterstown. Another guy living with great wealth. Kai, what's up?
What's up, fellas? What's up? Happy Friday to everybody.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Count that cash, baby.
105.7 The Fan. It's not the fan. It's the fam. We family, man.
Oh,
but look. I like the way. Can you hear me? I'm a 270.
Come
like
on, man.
Patrick. I like the way Patrick Queen just keep running his mouth. Did you hear it? I mean, Vinny, I cannot wait. And I know our offense going to change as far as the packages a little bit with Big Henry back there. And you got Ricard. I can't wait to Ricard pancake this guy, man. He just won't keep his mouth shut. Now
I don't know. The Steelers are trying to find the replacements in Shazier, in my opinion, and I don't know if Quinn gonna be that guy, man.
They gotta figure out if he's Batman or Robin, because here he's a Robin.
He's a Robin, and guess what? I call him Baby Roquan. So I mean, he's just running his yap up there, man. I don't know if he's doing it just for fun, but I mean. And I look at it like this. The defense, the way the defense is structured as far as the AFC, I mean, our corners, we're going to have solid corners, and we're going to need a little pass rush. So who's out there right now? And I know they're going to start cutting some people, Vinny. You got to give us some pass rushes that's going to be available, man, when them cuts come in.
Oh yeah, I mean, they're going to have the ability probably to go sign one guy, and you know, you talked about corners. That's why they drafted two, and they did draft a pass rusher from Penn State who hadn't played. You know, he got hurt in he got hurt at the rookie minicamp. So we'll see with him. I mean, he was a good player, productive player at Penn State. So we'll see if he can help. And Ajabo being totally healthy, we'll see there. But I don't disagree with you. You know, Van Noy. He's here from the beginning, which will be good. Are they going to need to go get another guy? I don't think we'll know that probably till final cutdown time.
Right. Hey, Vinny, while you out there, do you see the Ravens running like a little – I know it's early, but like tempo? Because to me, if you have a good running game with tempo, somebody like Derrick Henry, see, he changes the whole dynamic of the offense, in my opinion. If they can close games out with him, and also they can get the mood to change with him. So if you go tempo – and you still got to watch Lamar, eye formation. Do you see a lot of eye formation this year, Vinny? I'm just looking at the roster and saying two tight ends set with Ricard and Henry in the backfield with a two tight end set running with play action with Lamar. Man, can you imagine that? You know, I mean, it can confuse a lot of people if they implement it the right way as far as Todd Monken. I'm on his side. I just think they got a lot of different ways to go with this offense with Henry.
Yeah, I think, I think with Ricard, I think they'll motion him a lot. I don't know that we'll see a lot of I formation, but we'll see Ricard lined up on the side, motioning in, basically ended up like in that situation. And, you know, with Charlie Kohler, we got to see who can block the three tight ends. That's what they're going to need.
Yeah, you don't see a traditional I formation
we've been watching on TV.
Super Bowl III, by the way, still arguably the worst loss in Baltimore sports history. Jets beating the Colts as 18-point favorites. But as you said, you know, as things, you know, the motion moves, then you got your fullback coming in, doing what he's got to do. It's not going to be like Lamar under center and then two dudes standing behind him anymore.
Hey, Bob, I'll say this, because you said it the other day, and go back to, you know, when we were watching the Chiefs, talk about what year was that? Because how ahead of the game was Hank Stram? I mean, he's doing stuff they're doing now.
Yeah, Super Bowl IV, all that 65 toss power trap. Yeah. But Frank Pitts was end arounds. Minnesota
and then lining up with three and then shifting and doing all that. I mean, way ahead of where the game at that time.
But Ricard's going to have a role.
Oh, no doubt. He's a 305-pound guy that can block.
Yeah, and fullbacks have kind of gone the way of the dinosaur. I mean, look at Kyle Juszczyk, by the way. A guy who's made millions of dollars, drafted by the Ravens, went to San Francisco, but he's not Larry Zonka. And technically, Franco Harris was a fullback, but we all know that he brought more versatility to the equation. Ravens, their first Super Bowl, was it Vontae Leach, I believe it was the fullback there? Was it Leach?
Well, you got to be a really good fullback to make it in today's league is the point.
Sure.
Because there's only, you know, three teams that use it at this
Norm,
point.
Norm, how about this? In 1994, I drafted William Floyd in the first round, fullback.
Well,
that would never happen.
Times
never.
Change.
Yeah.
Mike Allstott was kind of the last guy.
Yeah. He was but he wasn't really a fullback. He was kind of a one back.
But he was like
that body type.
Yeah, with Tampa. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Talk about the Ravens on the eve of training camp. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, will be joining us. Outside of Nate Wiggins, what rookie's got to have the biggest impact? We talked about that earlier this week. We'll get Jonas Schaefer's commentary there. Whip around 11:15. A lot going on. World of Sports, second round of the NBA draft. NHL draft starts tonight. And some cool stuff happened on this day in sports history. It is June the 28th. And Matt Weyrich, Baltimore Sun, talk about the first place Orioles. They've won two in a row. Trade winds are blowing. Dean Kramer didn't pitch all that great, but I'm guessing since he walked out of there unscathed in regards to health, he'll be ready to pitch sometime next week. Featured Artist Friday, it's Rush. Video to 81057 The Fan. Pick a song, we'll play it. It's Moving Pictures, Spirit of the Radio, I believe. 1980. Beautiful young woman on the cover of the album. Gray, black and white.
You know how excited my wife was when Norm announced it was Rush, because she was one of the callers to call in for Rush. And she's probably listening right now. No, she didn't call and she texted me.
Ah. She pulled her leverage play.
Oh, and she kept saying Rush. And then she's listening to all the songs. Look, just like you listened to all the songs, you know, that Rush
has.
Is
she listening now?
She
if
might
not,
be.
They were changing it to Allison Chains.
Yeah, because she was picking up Vincent at the airport. So I'm guessing she's probably listening.
You're just ragging on Bronny James for getting cut to the front of the line here.
Yeah.
You're getting the voting. Voting manipulation here.
I don't get the cut to the front of the line.
No, I'm talking about...
You're talking about me or Dr. Serrato?
I'm talking about the Rush vote. Oh. We're joking around.
Oh. We're having fun here because we kid. Emmanuel Quickley ain't kidding.
No.
$175 million dollars with the Toronto Raptors. Their five-year deal. Baltimore Zone, John Carroll. McDonald's All-American earned with Kentucky. Was SEC Player of the Year his sophomore season. So he's staying in Toronto. And along with R.J. Barrett, they're kind of going to be the linchpins, maybe, of what... And Scotty Barnes is the stud of that team. Let's not get it twisted here. But Quickley's a strong player. Went from sixth man of the year candidate to now a significant starting contributor and a very wealthy man. So congratulations to him. And Bob Cunningham, Carrington, rather. He got picked by the Wizards by way of Portland. So Baltimore representation in the NBA is strong, and Emmanuel Quickley, rather, is one of the main dudes doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm happy for Quickley. I've met him a few times, nicest kid in the world. I always used to see him over at the Arena Club because he was always... Bob, I'd be up on the treadmill watching from the windows, and he'd be down shooting by himself. I'd be like, damn, does he ever miss? You know, he's just out there shooting threes all day long, and I like the kid. You know, he's super nice. And got a super family, so I'm really happy. And he's got a ton of money too,
and that's all that matters.
Oh yes, it does.
In Vinny world, it does. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. It's Kai in Reisterstown. Another guy living with great wealth. Kai, what's up?
What's up, fellas? What's up? Happy Friday to everybody.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Count that cash, baby.
1057 the fan. It's not the fan. It's the fam. We family, man.
Oh,
but look. I like the way. Can you hear me? I'm a 270.
Come on, man.
Patrick. I like the way Patrick Queen just keep running his mouth. Did you hear it? I mean, Vinny, I cannot wait. And I know our offense going to change as far as the packages a little bit with Big Henry back there, and you got Ricard. I can't wait to Ricard pancake this guy, man. He just won't keep his mouth shut. Now, I don't know. The Steelers are trying to find the replacements in Shazier, in my opinion, and I don't know if. I don't know if Queen gonna be that guy, man.
They gotta figure out if he's Batman or Robin, because here he's a Robin.
He's a Robin, and guess what? I call him Baby Roquan. So I mean, he's just running his yap up there, man. I don't know if he's doing it just for fun, but I mean, and I look at it like this: the defense, the way the defense is structured, and as far as the AFC, I mean, our corners we're gonna have to have solid corners, and we're gonna need a little pass rush. So who's out there right now? And I know they're going to start cutting some people, Vinny. You got to give us some pass rushes that's going to be available, man. When them cuts come in.
Oh yeah, I mean they're going to have the ability probably to go sign one guy. And you know, you talked about corners. That's why they drafted two. And they did draft a pass rusher from Penn State who hadn't played. You know, he got hurt in he got hurt at the rookie minicamp. So we'll see with him. I mean, he was a good player, productive player at Penn State. So we'll see if he can help. And Ajabo being totally healthy, we'll see there. But I don't disagree with you. You know, Van Noy, he's here from the beginning, which will be good. Are they going to need to go get another guy? I don't think we'll know that probably till final cutdown time.
Right. Hey, Vinny, while you out there, do you see the Ravens running like a little – I know it's early, but like tempo? Because to me, if you have a good running game with tempo, somebody like Derrick Henry, see, he changes the whole dynamic of the offense, in my opinion. If they can close games out with him, and also they can get the mood to change with him. So if you go tempo – and you still got to watch Lamar, eye formation. Do you see a lot of eye formation this year, Vinny? I'm just looking at the roster and saying two tight ends set with Ricard and Henry in the backfield with a two tight end set running with play action with Lamar. Man, can you imagine that? You know, I mean, it can confuse a lot of people if they put the right – if they implement it the right way as far as Todd Monk. And I'm on his side. I just think they got a lot of different ways to go with this offense with Henry.
Yeah, I think, I think with Ricard, I think they'll motion him a lot. I don't know that we'll see a lot of I formation, but we'll see Ricard lined up on the side and motion in and basically ended up like in that situation. And, you know, with Charlie Kohler, we got to see who can block the three tight ends. That's what they're going to need.
Yeah, you don't see a traditional I formation
we've been watching on TV.
Super Bowl III, by the way, still arguably the worst loss in Baltimore sports history. Jets beating the Colts as 18-point favorites. But as you said, you know, as things, you know, the motion moves, then you got your fullback coming in, doing what he's got to do. It's not going to be like Lamar under center and then two dudes standing behind him anymore.
Hey, Bob, I'll say this because you said it the other day. And go back to, you know, when we were watching the Chiefs, talk about what year was that? Because how ahead of the game was Hank Stram? I mean, he's doing stuff they're doing now.
Yeah, Super Bowl IV, all that 65 toss power trap. Yeah. But Frank Pitts was end of rounds. Minnesota
and then lining
was
up with three and then shifting and doing all that. I mean, way ahead of where the game at that time.
But Ricard's going to have a role.
Oh, no doubt. He's a 305-pound guy that can block.
Yeah, and fullbacks have kind of gone the way of the dinosaur. I mean, look at Kyle Juszczyk, by the way. A guy who's made millions of dollars, drafted by the Ravens, went to San Francisco, but he's not Larry Zonka. And technically, Franco Harris was a fullback, but we all know that he brought more versatility to the equation. Ravens, their first Super Bowl, was it Vontae Leach, I believe it was the fullback there? Was it Leach?
Well, you got to be a really good fullback to make it in today's league is the point.
Sure.
Because there's only, you know, three teams that use it at this
Norm,
point.
Norm, how about this? In 1994, I drafted William Floyd in the first round, fullback.
Well,
that would never happen.
Times
never.
Change.
Yeah.
Mike Allstott was kind of the last guy.
Yeah. He was but he wasn't really a fullback. He was kind of a one back.
But he was like
that body type.
Yeah, with Tampa. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Talk about the Ravens on the eve of training camp. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, will be joining us. Outside of Nate Wiggins, what rookie's got to have the biggest impact? We talked about that earlier this week. We'll get Jonas Schaefer's commentary there. Whip around 11:15. A lot going on. World of Sports, second round of the NBA draft. NHL draft starts tonight. And some cool stuff happened on this day in sports history. It is June the 28th. And Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talk about the first place Orioles. They've won two in a row. Trade winds are blowing. Dean Kramer didn't pitch all that great, but I'm guessing since he walked out of there unscathed in regards to health, he'll be ready to pitch sometime next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.